start by singing, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me.
我们要开始敬拜讲信息之前，先来唱一首圣诗，在632，求永生神的灵。
First, I want to thank Pastor Ching for allowing me to speak today.
我特别要先谢谢陈牧师，让我有这次有机会在这里跟大家分享信息。
I just want to tell you, I've been waiting for this invitation for a long time.
我只跟你说，其实我已经在这等这个邀请很久了。
Because I love preaching.
因为我很喜欢
to share the word of God.
去来分享神的话。
And somebody's supposed to give a testimony. What happened to Rachel?
本来应该有一个见证，不过因为他说父母不在 ，his parents not here, so she wanted to make that.
I will give my testimony.
那我会讲我的见证。
A year ago, remember, some of you prayed for me because I had my surgery of my neck, tumor on my neck.
一年多前，我请大家为我代祷，那时候因为我背后长了一个肿瘤。
They took my vertebrae 2, 3, and 4.
他将我的背脊椎的那个第三。节跟第四节来移走。
And then they put two rods in.
他放两条这个杆柱在里面。
And praise God, last two weeks ago, I went for my checkup.
那两个礼拜前我去复检。
The doctor says you're healed.
医生说你已经已经完全恢复了。
No more occurrence of the tumor.
已经没有再有任何的那个肿瘤了。
I just want to praise God for that.
我就是要来赞美我们的神。
And while I was disabled, many of you brought food for me, and I thank for my family too. For that, I'm most thankful.
但那时候，其实大家弟兄姐妹很有爱心呢，也带了很多食物给我们和我们的家和我的家人。
Praise God.
我们感谢。
Okay, because of that, I was not able to play the piano or the organ because my hands were numb.
So 因为那个手术的缘故呢，所以我现在有的手是有点麻的，所以没办法在伴奏那个感情。
So no more numbness. Thank God. Praise God.
那现在我的手已经开始没有麻。感谢主。
Okay. Also, beginning of this year.
那在年初的时候呢
，I suffered facial nerve pain.
我就这个
nerve pain
就是那个脸部神经的一个麻痹。
Doctors need trigeminal neuralgia. It's a medical term.
那就是一个神经的一个
So when I touched my face, the whole face pain was in pain.
当我的脸只要一被轻轻一触摸的时候就会痛。
Now it's gone, praise the Lord.
那现在也已经没有了，感谢主。
Okay, and such happened because I went to see the neurologist.
那我去看这个神经科医生。
So she insisted I go and get my brain MRI test.
他要求我说去照那个脑部的扫描。
And when the test came back,
当那个测验结果回来的时候
，the neurologist says you are a miracle healer. If you got your miracle healer.
他就说你的神真的是一个行神迹的神，就是医治了你。
You should have got your massive heart attack or a stroke, massive stroke.
他说其实照那当时候的情况，你其实应该会得到很严重的心脏疾病。
Those are medical people, you know. He says your carotid artery, the artery that brings blood from your heart to your brain.
就是你这一个主要的心脉主管血管。
One of them is 90% blocked.
他说已经有90%已经
90% blocked. Yeah. And the other one is 60% blocked.
那另外一边是60%已经堵住了。
Why you don't have a massive heart attack or stroke? It's all in the hands of the Lord.
他说没有得到心脏病这个爆发是真的是很奇妙的一件事情。
So the Lord is good.
所以我们的神是好的。
So I'm living on baby aspirin every day.
我现在就靠这个。
Baby aspirin, very minimum for baby.
Yeah, 就是那个靠那个一种小孩子的这种阿尔司匹林
No surgery, thank you.
不需要动手术。
So as I said, this is my testimony.
这就是我的
of the goodness of God.
分享神的这个见证，在我身上的见证。
And this binds into my sermon this morning.That ties into my sermon.
这就是跟我今天主要跟大家分享的信息有关系。
Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章。
This is one of the greatest chapters in the Bible.
这是一种圣经里面其中一个很伟大的一个章卷。
If you have doubts,
当你有怀疑的时候
，read it.
你要去读它。
If you have sorrow,
当你有忧伤的时候
，and the sorrow is too consuming.
当这个忧伤好像把你掩盖过的时候
This is a message, a chapter that's for you.
这是这一章的信息在等待着你
If you feel weak,
当你感到软弱的时候
It will give you strength.
它能够给你带来能力
And if you feel discouraged,
当你灰心的时候
Hope will be restored.
你的盼望会能够得到复苏
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章
Read it often.
你要常常的来去读它
，become familiar with this truth，
那去熟悉当中的这个所带来的这个真理
，the reasoning and also the conclusion，
还有它的一些的推理过程并它的结论
，believe it，
并且相信它
，live it，
并且活在其中。
Here is not only a promised victory，
那不仅只是一个承诺的一个胜利
，because this is promise of more than a victory，
它是更超越了那个胜利。
Paul does not say that all things become easy to all those who are in Christ.
那保罗没有说，当我们成为主的门徒的时候，一切事情都很顺利。
He does not say that we cease to suffer.
他并没有说我们就没有再有苦难了。
He doesn't say to say that we have no more perplexities of life.
就不会说，我们生命里面就不会说再遇到坏的事情。
That life is becoming a smooth thing.
而是说我们的生活就是一帆风顺。
And death will spread its wings and flies away.
那
death
啊，就是死亡就已经不在我们的眼前了，不会再出现了。
That life becomes a smooth thing, and indeed, it's Christian things. Yes, indeed, Paul says the passage against us life is a conflict.
那保罗说，在这里生命其实是有很多的挣扎。
We are not guaranteed freedom from suffering.
我们不会从这个，就是说会在苦难中脱绑。
But we are sure of overpowering victory.
但是他却可能说，我们有一个得胜的秘诀能力。
Because of the power of God's love.
那是因为神的爱在我们的当中。
That work in us.
就是在我们里面。
Okay, verse 35 lists some of the temporal adversities.
那在这里，其实在这罗马，在章十五节的时候，它当中其实有列了一些我们所面对的一些困难。
What then? What can we do?
那我们当怎么做呢
？What advantage do we have?
那我们有什么秘诀呢
？As Christians, we have the advantage of the promise.
那我身为基督徒的，我们是有神的应许。
That nothing can separate us from the love of God.
就是没有任何的事物能够将我们与神的爱隔绝。
None of these things can separate us.
没有任何一件事情可以让我们跟神的爱隔绝。
Paul recalls the things that have tried and separated us from the love of God.
那保罗在这里就回想说，有一些什么事情是可以让我们学的说我们跟神的爱隔离呢
？Shall tribulation
是
distress
是患难吗？是困苦吗
？Persecution
逼迫吗
？Famine
饥饿吗
？Nakedness
赤身露体吗
？Peril or sword
危险或者刀剑吗
？This the apostle well known and quotes in verse 36。
那是在经上说，第三八章三十六节这里说。
And he quotes from Psalm 44 verse 2。
在第
he quoted from Psalm
第四十四章里面。
He says, "For thy sake, we are being killed all day long. For thy sake, we are being killed all day long."
在四十四章第
二十二节。
二十二节。这里说啊啊，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们将如宰的羊。
We are as sheep with being slaughtered.
就是像羊被宰的羊。
He said, "Yes, we've been through all this."
我们也曾经走经历过这些。
I've actually proof of this in my love of God.
那在这当中确实能够见证了神的爱。
And I know what fighting is.I know what fighting is about.
那我也知道说我的征战是什么。
I fought a good fight.
我也打过那美好的仗。
And henceforth is laid for me a crown of righteousness.
那我知道有那公义的冠冕等待着我。
Well, Paul also fought with the intellectualism in Athens.
那他其实保罗也在雅典的时候跟那些就是有知识的人去跟他们就是辩论过。
And he fought with criminal injustice.In Philippi,
他在菲律比的时候也曾经跟那些暴徒来去征战。
He fought with the failures in Galicia.
那在
Galicia
是加拉太，那也曾经他面对一些的失败。
And he fought with the divisions and misunderstandings at Corinth.
在哥林多那边，他也面对了很多的误会跟一些的分裂的事情。
He has known all the cold, even cold and nakedness.
他也经历过这个就是
nakedness,
就是在赤裸裸体的
experience imprisonment,
在监狱里面的击打
was scourged again and again.
就是被鞭打过好多次
misrepresented,
也是被错误会过
abused and hated.
被这个虐待过。
Daily he had anxiety about the churches and that he had established.
他也对教会的这种就是成长的过程来担心。
I have a young friend, in his twenties.
那有一个二十岁的一个朋友。
He was an engineer with not MIT but the one in Texas.
他是有在从德州毕业的一个工程的学生。
Now the Lord has called him out of this engineering job that he had.
那这神就是呼召他从他的这个工程的职业上面出来。
Now he's become a full-time staff for the crusades for the Christ.
现在成为了这个就是校园福音队的那个一个全时间的同工。
And I wrote a note to him.
我写了一张信息给他。
Congratulate him.
我去来去恭喜他。
At the same time, I listed all the things that he might be facing.
然后并且跟他分享说他将来所要面对的所有的事情。
And I told him, don't be discouraged.
我跟他说你不要灰心。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
Verse 37. In all of these things.
在三十七节然而。
Despite all these adversities.
虽然无论我们所面对在这一切的事上
，We are more than conquerors.
我们其实是一个得胜者。
Through Christ who loved us.
是靠着那爱我们的主。
We are conquerors through Christ who loved us.
我们能够得以得胜，是因为我们靠着主耶稣给我们的爱。
Through the resource of the imparted love.
那是一个不离不弃的爱。
But much more, our conquest is through the intimate.Communion with eternal love.
不止这样呢，我们是因为有一个跟那永恒的神还有基督的爱所建立的那种那个亲密的关系。
The self-giving love of Christ.
那是神无私的爱。
We are more than conquerors to Him who has given Himself for us.
那因为我们是所以能够得胜有余，是因为神把他自己爱子赐给我们。
Which is the gospel of His grace.
这是因为神给我们的恩典。
Now Christians face all these circumstances.
那我们的基督徒所面对都会面对这样的一种挑战。
Not merely with love.
那不但只是说神的经历这个爱。
But with a lover who himself mastered every circumstances.
但是还没有一个对象，就是那主耶稣基督。
He conquered sin and death.
他已经胜过了死亡。
So the victory we win.It's because His love inspires us.
那是因为我们之所以能够得胜，就是因为神的爱激励了我们。
Not only that, His love sustains us.
那神的爱也能够扶持我们。
And they are real victories.
那是使我们可以真正享受那真正的胜利。
We are referred back to verse 34.
那我们再回到罗马书第三十四节。
The redemption acts of Christ, redemptive acts of Christ.
34节讲到说谁能够这个定我们的罪那一节
His death
这是他的死基督的
His resurrection
他的死里复活
His ascension
他这个升天
His intercession
他的为我们的祈求
Christ Jesus who died Yes Who was raised from the dead Who is the right hand of GodAnd in the, making intercession for us.
那就是说，主耶稣虽然已经死了，而且从死里复活，并且现在呢，在神的右边，也替我们众人祈求。
It's not who shall keep Christ from loving us.
不是谁能够来阻挡我们神来爱我们。
My question is, who or what shall keep us from loving Him?
是什么东西使到我们不能够去爱我们的神
There are 17 things that have been mentioned that affect us and but not Christ.
那这些东西可能其实不是就是是能影响我们的其实就是我们的一些我们周遭的事情。
Verse 37.
在37节这里说
Oftentimes our real enemies are within ourselves.
其实很多的时候真正的敌人是在我们的周遭和我们的环境。
Our selfishness.
我们的自私
Our weaknesses
我们的软弱
Jealousies
我们的妒忌
Especially our fears
还有我们的一个害怕的心
Fears of what? You may ask
你所以说我们怕什么
Fear of life and fear of death
是担心这个生命还是担心这个死亡
Of things present
是现在的事呢
Of things to come
还是将来的事
Fear of calamity
是
of calamity and criticism
就是一些的纷争
fear that about our own sufficiency
或者说担心我们自己的不足
for the responsibility and duties of life
或者说我们人对我们的这个盼望或者责任
fears to commit ourselves to the highest vision that we have
或者说我们担心回应那对我们更高的一个要求。
Paul has also given us a list of things.
那保罗也在这里列出了一些事情。
What is it? What are they? Death?
是死亡吗
？Life?
生命吗
？Angels?
天使吗
？Principalities?
是掌权的吗
？Powers?
是有能的吗
？Things present?
是现在的事吗
？And things to come?
还是将来的事
？Heights and depths.
就是那个
height and depth
高跟那个高跟深度
all of these we are more than conquerors
那这些我们其实都可以胜过
it doesn't say that all of these we can be but we are more than conquerors
我们可以呢是说我们一定可以
not just any conqueror
不只是一般的得胜
but super conqueror
还是得胜有余
through Christ who loved us
是透过我们爱我们的主
Paul also said, I know, I believed.
那保罗也说我相信
And I'm convinced.
也能够确信
That he is able to keep me from falling.
那我们的神可以来帮助我们免我们跌倒
And I know that those are things can possibly make any differences to those who have real experience of Christ.
那这些东西其实当我们自己亲身的经历之后就会有不一样
But none of these things, whether present or to come, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
就是这些所有我们这人生所经历的各样的这种患难，其实是没办法能够让 我们跟神的爱。
This is definitely what all Christians should need to know.
那就是我们所有的基督徒应当要确信的。
And all Christians need to hear today.
那所有基督徒应当知道说我们与神的爱的关系。
Things like power to overcome satanic powers.
那就是那虽然这个撒旦的势力。
The power, the word.
但是我们神的这个神的话的能力
，The name of Jesus，
就是耶稣的名
，The blood of Jesus，
耶稣的宝血
，All the things should be taught in our church today。
那就是在我们教会里面应当要常常去教导的，就是这能够胜过这个邪恶的势力的。
I will have a story to tell you。
我有一个故事要跟你们分享。
This is about a man and his wife who are missionaries to India。
那是关于一对夫去印度宣教的一对夫妻。
Ron and Julie.
Ron
and Julie, yeah. And for some reason, they were not able to go.
某种原因，他们好像没办法去到。
So early, they sent a message. This is that book that Hannah sent me.
那就很，他们就发出一个紧急的祷告的代求的事项。
Send a note, urgent note to the friend. The friend is Levi.
他就写了一个短讯给这本书的作者 Levi.
See, I want you to come immediately.
他说我要你现在就来。
So they left France and went to England.
那他们就离开了这个法国，到了英国。
So as they entered the house of Ron.
那他们这个作者到了这对夫妻的家里面的时候
，He felt there was something there that needed help.
他感觉到有一些东西他们需要帮助的。
I thought there was an attack from the enemy.
他觉得说，我感觉到有这个敌人的攻击。
To prevent him from return to India.
就是来阻挡这对夫妻回到印度。
There was a lump in his neck there.
啊，就是有一个肿瘤在他的脖子颈项上。
So Levi, the lady, and laid hands on Ron.
那这位作者 Levi 就将他的手按在这对夫妻的身上。
And he set him on the chair.
那把他让他坐在椅子上。
Asking our Father for wisdom, what to do.
那他们祷告向天父求智慧怎么做。
And they followed the leading of the Spirit.
那他们听从圣灵的带领。
Who directed him what to do.
那去引导他怎么做。
So he put his index finger on that lump.
那他将他这个手指头按在这个肿瘤上。
And he directly said, your name is cancer.
他就说你的名字叫那个癌症。
And you are coming out.
你要出来。
Immediately a voice spoke to him.
那立刻就有一个声音回应出来。
He said, don't say that name, don't say the word cancer.
他说不要说这个癌症这个名字。
He said, what? You don't like the word to hear the name cancer?
那就回答说你不喜欢听到这个癌症的名字吗
I repeat again Your name is cancer
我重复一次你的名字叫癌症
And you're coming out in the name of Jesus
你要靠着我们奉主耶稣的名叫你出来
This time the response is in plural We are coming out Not he We are coming out
那这时候有一个声音回来他说我们要出来不是一个单数人是一个复数的
Well what happened wasHe put his hand, index finger on that lump.
那他这是他当他把将他的手指头放在这个肿瘤上的时候。
And he says, "You are coming out."
他说你要出来。
Here's an eviction notice to you, signed by Jesus.
他说这是一个主耶稣所印证的。
So suddenly there were signs of tumor and groaning.
那这时候这个肿瘤开始有一些变化。
And he began to cough heavily for about 12 minutes.
那这时候这位人就开始咳嗽大概12分钟之久。
So during the entire time, I held my finger on the lump.
那在那个12分钟里面我的手一直按在那个肿瘤上面。
With each cough and lump shrank a little bit.
那每一次他咳嗽的那个肿瘤就开始缩小一点。
And finally, it was completely gone.
终于到12分钟之后这个肿瘤真的就消失了
And it's never returned
就不再回来了
The next day at the doctor's office Ron received confirmation that the cancer was gone The next day
第二天他们去到医院的时候医生就确定了说那个肿瘤已经消除掉了
So he immediately bought the tickets to go to India.
那他们立刻就买了这个机票，就到就准备要去印度了。
So the thing that Satan prevented him from going to India.
那就是说，撒旦呢阻挡了他们要去印度的这个行程。
So we have the authority of the Word of God.
所以我们其实有神给我们的能力跟那个权力。
Now the passage from Matthew.
那我们回到这个刚才所读的马太福音的这个信息里面。
What has got that connection with this whole thing?
那这些跟今天所要分享的信息有什么关系呢？
Remembering God's divine love, covenant love.
那记得神的那个这个盟约的爱。
Matthew's gospel tells us of the feeding of the multitudes in the desert place.
马太福音告诉我们很熟悉的故事，那主耶稣喂饱五千人的事情。
What a task before the Lord at that day. What a task to feed 5,000 men.
那是一个非常的，等于说是一个非常重大的一个任务。
Besides women and children.
那不止这五千人，只是男丁。
The feed such a crowd at a moment's notice.
那就是看到是一个很大的一个群众。
Might sound impossible.
看过去似乎是不可能的事情。
Now how many people did you have for your VBS?
他说我们大
啊 ，60。
五十个人的那个在儿童暑期营的时候，有五十个人左右。
I remember Pastor was there pre meeting.On a Wednesday night prayer meeting.
在一个星期三晚上的祷告会里面。
He said there were 40 coming, right?
他说，牧师说好像有40个人会来。
I told Pastor I'm going to be bold enough. I pray for 60.
他说我那时候跟牧师说，我要为这个事情来祷告，说有60人要出席。
So that's why we have to be bold and ask for more from the Lord.
所以我们需要有勇气来去跟神要。
And there's authority. There's authority to ask for more.
那就是我们神给我们的这个权柄。
No, our own mind.Not our own mind, but Christ Jesus
and His word.
Well, said the disciples, what shall you do? Send the multitudes away that they may go out in the villages and buy food for themselves.
那记得经上所说，就是说当门徒到吃饭的时候，就说把他们这些群众来遣上去，叫他们自己去找吃的。
And what they did was they were startled, the answer.
那他们当主耶稣回答他们的时候，他们感到惊讶。
Jesus said, "They need not depart. You give them to eat."
耶稣说，他们不愿去，你们要给他们吃的。
Their hearts must have sunk when they look at the crowds.
他们这些门徒肯定是吓到，因为当他看到这么大的群众的时候。
The prospect of feeding a crowd did not alarm the Lord.
那这个去来喂要供应这些食物给五千多人的这个
did not find the Lord in that moment.
他们就等于说基本上是没有意识到这一点。
He asked Philip to ask him the questions.
那他主耶稣问这个腓力。
Philip asked, "When shall we buy bread at this time?"
腓力就说，这时候我们去哪里买食物呢
？The Lord is perfectly confident and is able to meet our needs.And we would have the confidence too.
但是我们的主耶稣是一个供应我们的神，他能够我们能够确信说他可以给我们供应。
And for 40 years, he met all the needs of the Israelites in the wilderness.
在圣经里面说，在以色列人40年在那个旷野，神都给他们足够的供应。
Despite the fact they fought them.And broke the law, and but the Lord Jesus had compassion and came back to them.
那虽然以色列人当时候其实很叛逆，或者常常的惹神的气，但是神仍然来提供应他们的需要。
What is important is the miracle of feeding the multitudes is a manifestation not only of God's divine power.
那从这个喂饱五千人的事情上，真的是不但能够显出神的能力呢，更显出神自己的慈爱。
Yes, this is manifestation of the love of Christ Jesus of God's people.
就是神对他的百姓的一种的承诺跟爱。
He together with disciples gathered God's people together.
那主耶稣这时候就把门徒召集来
，and nourishing them abundantly with food that truly satisfies.
那也就是说提供了他们在这个所需要的食物。
It illustrates God's divine providence.
那这是描述了神的供应
fulfillment of His covenant love，
就是神对我们众人的这个他的百姓的这承诺。
In Christ Jesus，
就是在借着主耶稣基督。
I want you to go back and read the chapter again。
我要你们回去之后再把这一段的经文读一下。
He says, "He is Jesus Christ raising the bread to heaven."
你看到说那一节经节里面说提到说主耶稣将这个饼拿起来。
He blesses and gives thanks.
祝谢了，来啊，感来祷告。
He breaks and distributes the bread.
让他饼拨开，并且能够啊分给门徒。
Does not this remind us of the Holy Communion?
这其实你让我们能够联想到我们的这个圣餐。
This is from 1 Corinthians 11 says, On the night he was handed over to suffering and death.
那是在哥林多前书的第11章23到25节说，当日传给你们的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread.
就是我们主耶稣基督拿起饼来。
And when he gave thanks,
祝谢了。
He broke it.
就拨开。
And he gave disciples and said,
给他的门徒们说
Take it.
这是我的身体。
This is my body.This is my body, which is given to you.
是为你们舍的。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们应当如此的行来纪念我。
And after supper, he took a cup of wine.
那这个饭后同样拿起杯来。
And when he gave thanks,
那祝谢了。
He gave and said to them,
那告诉他们说
Drink this all of you.
你们喝这杯的时候。
This is my blood of my new covenant.
这杯是用我的血所立的。
Which is shed for you.
为你们舍的。
For the forgiveness of sins.
是能够罪得到赦免。
Whenever you drink of this,
当你喝的时候
，in remembrance,
是要纪念我。
So the communion is tied up again with the love of Christ Jesus.
那所以这个圣餐呢，只是跟神的爱能够直接的有连接上。
What should be our Christian's responsibility be?
那我们作为我们的身为神的儿女们，我们的回应是什么呢？
What should be our response to the inseparable love?
那对于这个神这个不离不弃的爱，我们应当有怎样的回应
？The divine and sacrificial love of Christ.
就是那神圣的爱，还有牺牲的爱。
I want you to go back to read slowly the Nehemiah account of the Bible.
所以我们再回到这个尼希米记，刚才早上读的这个经文。
Could you put it on the screen? Nehemiah.
把这个经文在。放在这个 PowerPoint 上面。
Nehemiah，
这是尼希米记第九章
，Chapter 9。But what is this? But they, our fathers, acted arrogantly.
十六节说，但我们的列祖行事狂傲。
They became stubborn and would not listen to the commandments.
应着景象不听从。你的诫命。
They refused to listen and did not remember thy wondrous deeds, such thou hast performed among them.
就是不肯顺从，也不纪念呢，神在他们中间所行的奇事。
So they became stubborn and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt.
他们竟然应着景象，居心悖逆，自立首领要回他们为奴。
But thou art a God of forgiveness.
但是我们的神是乐意饶恕人的
，A God of gracious and compassion，
是有恩典有怜悯的
，Slow to anger，
不轻易发怒
，Abounding in loving kindness，
有丰盛慈爱
，And thou didst not forsake them，
也不丢弃我们
，Even when they made for themselves a calf of molten metal，
虽然他们铸了一只牛犊
，And they said， This is our God who brought you to up from Egypt。
彼此说这是领你出埃及的神
and committed great blasphemies
并且大大的惹了神怒气
thou in thy great compassion
但是呢我们的神还是有大使
did not forsake them
并没有丢
in the wilderness
在旷野里面
the pillar of cloud did not leave them today by day
白昼的云柱都不离开他们
to guide them in the way
继续引导他们
nor the pillar of fire by night
还就是晚上火柱也不离开
to light for them the way in whichThey were to go.
继续照亮他们单行的路。
And thou didst give the good spirit to instruct them.
也赐下那良善的灵来教导他们。
The manna that didst not withhold from their mouth.
并且继续赐玛纳使他们能够满足。
And thou didst not a water for their thirst.
也能够赐下水解他们的渴。
Indeed, 40 years thou didst provide for them in the wilderness.
在这40年里面都一致的供应他们。
And they were not in want.
他们都没有任何的缺。
This is we're talking about the goodness of God, the divine love, the covenant love.
我们神的爱还有神的供应是那么的奇妙。
Who shall separate us from the love of God?
谁能够将我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
没有任何的事物。
In all these things, the conflicts, the tribulations of life,
在所有的面对人生的任何的这个困境或者人生的这种不顺的事情，
life, death situations,
生面对死亡，面对生命，
things present, things to come,
我们所要面对的现在的事情或者将来要面对的事情，
principalities and powers, evil powers,
或者面对这种恶的邪力，
heights and depths,
就是高处的低处的，
we are more than conquerors,
我们其实是得胜有余的，
through Christ who loved us,
就是那透过爱我们的主。
I want to conclude with a story,
那我在结束的时候要用一个故事来作为结尾。
This is about a man and his wife, Mauricia and Diana.
那是这有关一对夫妻叫 Maurice 跟 Diana.
And they are pastors in the Colombian red area.
他们是在哥伦比亚的一个地方服侍的。
He said we face constant danger.
他说我们每天都要面对很多的危险。
One day a man came to the house unexpectedly.
那有一天有一个人突然的来到我们的家。
He knew that the husband was away.
他知道他这位宣教士的这个先生不在。
And he came in and demanded money.
那这个人来到这个家里面要求钱。
So the lady of the house said that this is all I have from the church.
他这个姐妹就说这就是我所有的，就从教会里面拿来的。
He took off his shirt.
他将他的衣服脱下来。
And showed that he had a knife, a big knife that's been put on his neck.
那这个人就说显出了他有一把的刀。
Soon that he wasn't interested in money, he had other intentions.
那这个人呢，其实不是只是对钱有兴趣，他有别的动机。
So Dina kept on praying quietly.
那这姐妹就赶紧就在安静的祷告。
Later on, he said, I want a shower first, I want to go shower.
那过一阵子，他说这个人说我要去洗个澡。
He says I want water to drink.
那我需要有水喝。
So Dina had the presence of God. Says sisters, this man wants water.
那这时候这姐妹说这个人要水。
See there were two sisters in their next room praying for her.
那这时候在另外一个房间有两位的姐妹，即使有为他们来祷告。
For God's guidance as to what to say and for God's protection.
那他们就是说祷告神说让他们知道怎么样做，也怎么样讲适合的话。
So he grabbed the money and ran off.
那这个人就后来就拿了钱就跑了。
This is what Dina said.
这是这位姐妹说。
Despite being surrounded by danger.
虽然我们被这个危险来围绕着
Yes, we are afraid.
哎呀，是的，我们是有害怕。
But we still do it. But we still do it. Do the work of God.
我们仍然继续围着继续做着事工。
Sometimes we preach. Sometimes we go on preaching.
当我们去分享信息的时候。
And we know that people sitting in the congregation are people who are supposed to kill us.
那我也知道在群众里面其实可能有当中是有一些人是要想要杀害我们。
They are the paramilitary people.
他们是这个就是有点这个武装分子的人。
So we get in where we are supposed to preach.
那我们去到我们应该要去传讲信息的地方。
Where the Spirit leads us.
我们就去就是到就圣灵的带领。
And we preach about Jesus.
那我们宣扬主耶稣基督。
It says Dana is exactly committed to sharing Christ in dangerous areas.
那因为这位姐妹已经就是说决定，也就是立志要在这个危险的当中宣扬主的福
音。What she says, we like expanding the kingdom because sharing the gospel is not an option.
她说我们愿意来去把神的国度来扩展，因为这不是一个选择，
yes,
不是一个选择性的，而是必须的。
It is a command.
而是一个命令。
And he said, no, to share the gospel to every creature.
他要去分享所有的，就是把这个信息分享给所有的人。
Says I want you to pray for us.
我要你
ask us to pray for us.
大家要求我们这些听到他见证人来为他祷告。
Because the situation is not easy.
因为那个环境其实不容易的。
But we know that in Christ. But we know in Christ.
那我知道我们在主里面。
We are more than conquerors.
我们是得胜有余的。
So I want to conclude.
那我要去做结论。
that we want to challenge you.
那我要去跟你们给一个挑战。
Expand your faith.
就是将你的信心来扩展。
This is a verse I like very much. We'll be singing that later on.
啊，这是我非常喜欢的一个经节。
This is in Isaac Watts' hymn.
是在这个诗歌本里面的一个经这个节
is 140
在诗歌本第140首
you got it verse 3 seeFrom his hands, his head, and feet.
是在第三节说，你看看主的这个头，还有他的手，还有他的脚。
Sorrow and love flow mingle down.
慈爱、忧愁和血并流。
Did ever such love and sorrow?
是如此的爱忧自古。
Or thorns compare so rich a crown?
就是跟着荆棘反成了这个荣耀冠冕。
And verse 4,
在第四节
Will the whole realm of nature mine?
是在整个宇宙万物都归主管。
That were a present far too small.
那就是有一个就是奉献真能够难缠主的恩眷。
Christ's love so amazing.
神的爱是如此的奇妙。
So divine.
深厚神圣
demands my soul, my life, my all.
就是来要将我们的身心灵全献给主。
Amen.